My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
All right, let's go. We're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We all in the house.
And the house here is the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Again, so appreciative to them for their belief in us. That's why we love telling you about the great things they're doing over at Leaders. Certainly. Everybody's here. We're locked in, really, because our college football Labor Day weekend starts tonight, really. It really does. He's coming. We ain't going to talk about that, though.
I'm coming.
Because it gets people riled up around here. So we'll also be getting a first look at what number 11 Missouri, Arkansas plays as well tonight. Now, they're all playing cupcakes, but that's okay. College football season is here. We'll have what feels like a pretty full slate of it starting tonight. Patriots named their starter. It is who we said it would be.
Yep.
Brandon Ayuk, Ja'Marr Chase still not practicing. Those are interesting. Do you see the Cincinnati deal?
Yeah.
Coach had to admit he put his foot in his mouth about Ja'Marr and, you know, what he was expecting in terms of him being there.
Yeah.
It was an ugly look. Shohei Ohtani continues to amaze. What you know about gold bobbleheads with Shohei and Decoy?
I don't know anything about that.
Bro, check eBay.
Gold bobbleheads?
With Shohei and Decoy. I know right now it's foreign language. It doesn't make any sense to you.
Yeah.
But they're going on eBay pretty high. Last night, folks lined up, starting at yesterday, folks lined up 9 a.m. to get these bobbleheads that included Shohei's dog. His name is Decoy. They lined up at 9 a.m. to get these things.
Okay.
Some of them, a select few, were painted gold. And when the people got them, they started going on eBay for as much as $2,000 plus already.
So you didn't know what it was painted until you opened up the box?
I'm assuming until you opened the box, you didn't know if you had the golden ticket,
right?
So to say.
Right.
In this case, those worth much more. All of them will be worth a great deal, you figure. And folks were like, you know how late arriving the crowd is usually in L.A.? That doesn't happen anymore because of Shohei. He's changed.
Right.
They were going. They were lined up at 9 a.m., the Athletic said.
That's
it's
amazing.
Unbelievable. The dude is phenomenal. We'll talk about going to be the only dude hit the 50-50.
The dude.
The dude is going to hit the 50-50. And you know whose shoe he wears?
Whose shoe does he wear?
New Balance.
Wow. Brad just gave it to you. We were just talking about them.
It's going to give it to you.
New Balance is actually big in the baseball world.
Cooper Flagg, Shohei Ohtani, the first person ever, potentially, on pace to hit the 50-50 club, 50 home runs, 50 stolen bases. We've never seen it.
Yeah.
He's about to do it. He's a show every night, every day.
Yeah, he is. But it's still baseball. I mean,
I know, but it's, bro, he's changing minds, man.
Yeah, I mean,
he's amazing. I would say he's an attraction. Because he's doing things we've never seen before.
No, I agree with
and,
that.
Oh, by the way, he's not even pitching this
not
year.
Pitching.
He's DHing and doing all these setting records we've never seen.
So, no, Shohei's awesome.
He should get his proper love probably every day. But anyway, they're going crazy.
Respect.
Yeah, it's just, you know, again, it's just.
I know. It's football season.
Right.
I get it.
Right.
I'm not trying to twist you up. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted you to know that what this guy's doing is historic. Oh, by the way, don't think I ain't watching your Cardinals, Brad. That's all I have to say.
What a
because I don't want to jinx anything I got going on. That's all
joke.
I got to say.
Joke.
They're sliding or something.
There's your baseball
talk. Now they won last night, but
are
it doesn't matter.
Are they?
They suck. And the fans are voting with their feet. They are not coming.
This is Cardinals country.
They're going to move.
Now, that will not happen.
That was a good one.
That was good.
He'll always applause for
John Martin.
He's always got something.
If you can lift the conversation, John going to lift it.
That's right.
Well, a lot of baseball conversations need lifting these days.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
That's fact. I'm ready for football.
Anyway, I say you got your Raiders regalia on.
I do. Yeah. I mean, NFL week. So.
Die, Bears.
I don't know why Tom wants to own that mess.
It's just kind of what's in the wardrobe these days. You know what I mean? That's just what we have.
No. Tom wants to own your organization.
Oh, I thought you said John wants to own
the Raiders.
Do you see the stuff with him and all the rules and that he can't do because he wants to be an owner with you guys? Anyway, a lot going on.
Yep.
So I'm excited. It's football weekend.
Yep. So anyway, we'll get into all that today here on the show. Tulane has named their starting quarterback this season, which will have implications for Memphis.
They play tonight.
They do play tonight against Southeastern Louisiana. Again, it may be a totally different quarterback by the time we get to the last game of the season.
Good point.
But at any rate, we will talk about that. Crazy story with Memphis football involving a player who was gone but is now back on the team. And the circumstances of why he may have been gone are quite I guess you didn't see it.
Oh, I missed this.
I missed it, too.
I'm intrigued. You got me there.
So we'll talk about that and more today on the show. Drew Hill will join us at 11:25, talk Grizzlies with him, as we always do. And then at 1:25, Anthony Sane will join us in studio, moving some things up. He'll join us at 1:25 later this afternoon, and we'll continue that conversation with the Grizzlies as they have an open roster spot, right? So what gets done with that?
I know. Bro's got tickets to North Alabama. Question's going to be, will he be there? I've seen it.
All right.
I think Sane's locked in for the most anticipated season ever of Memphis Tigers football.
All right.
Love it.
I really think he is.
Love it. So we'll get into all of that with Anthony at 1:25. So that is the show today. Couple of stories that I do want to go over here. One's Memphis basketball related. One's Memphis football related. Y'all like to tell me that it's football season all the time.
It is.
Coincidentally, both of these.
I don't want to read about your basketball.
Yeah, exactly. Both of these stories that I'm going to reference were reported by Hitman Hoops.
Oh my gosh, this guy continues to strike.
Yes.
Respect Murder on a Thursday to him.
Yes.
Respect.
Hitman. Yeah,
he's really getting on my nerves, I'll be honest.
But it's Hitmen, right?
It's Hitmen.
It's several men?
I just want to pay the proper
respect.
We need to get the branding right.
It's one man, but he calls himself Hitmen.
It's plural with his branding.
And with what he's done now,
he's put hits out on multiple men.
He's like Eater X with his alias, you know? We'd love to know who he is.
So here's what he reported about Memphis football. Again, this is according to Hitmen Hoops.
Hitmen.
Source tells Hitman Hoops that Memphis's Taj Rael was dismissed from the program earlier in August due to violation of team rules. He's a defensive back. He's a secondary guy. He is now back with the team. According to Hitman Hoops, his source said that he allegedly stole items from a teammate and pawned them off, one of them allegedly being a PS5. As we know, the starter got hurt, Cortland Marsh.
That's right. He's probably out for the season.
And so, according to Hitman Hoops, Silverfield decided to bring him back to provide more depth.
Well, it's a program of integrity.
Now, what do you make of this? What do you make of...
Well, how much did we get for the PS5?
I mean, you ain't getting much. I don't think you're getting much of the pawn shop.
What are we going to say? We're going to say that Ryan's this is a character issue, and you question whether the coach should bring him back. Y'all know this kind of stuff happens all the time.
Does Hitman have a source down in Tunica at Larry's Pawn?
To me, he is the story.
I've done the Hitman thing before. Okay, I can't keep glazing this dude.
This is something new. I don't recall him dipping in.
Yeah.
On football.
Yeah.
The guy is just flexing at this point.
I'm serious.
I'm dead serious.
It's fun.
I know. John don't want to do it.
I've glazed.
Because he's done it.
Yeah.
He knows him. He doesn't want to.
Oh, you know who the dude is?
I do know who he is.
Who is he? Let's out him. He's not going to do that.
He's not going to do that.
Really? It's serious.
It might ruin this guy in terms of his ability to get information.
Don't out him.
That's his
alias. Don't do that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's his, it's not mine.
Back to this. You got a problem with this? I would have a problem with it if the team had a problem with it. If Ryan Silverfield went to that locker room, and especially to the guy that this brother stole from, And they said, no, we don't want a thief back in the locker room. I would roll with that. But if that team said, you know what, we're going to extend some grace here. We know now we lack depth there at that position. We know this guy can help us. If the team says, cool, if the players say, cool, you give them a second chance, I'm willing to roll with it. I wonder not whether Ryan left that one up to the team or whether it was his own call. My guess, it was probably his own call. But, you know, that's the way I would have handled it. And if you guys want to say you got a problem with it, you can step right up and go ahead. But I'm sure this kind of stuff happens in locker rooms across America, and you don't hear all the stories, again, whether they're dismissed or not. Again, you got a team, guys got stuff, other guys don't. In this case, you need him clearly after you had dismissed him. Y'all can have a problem with it if you want to.
I don't.
Again, especially if the locker room's with it. If the team's with it,
exactly.
Now, if that creates dissension, that's on you.
Yeah.
That's on the coach that decided to bring that guy back. And I could completely understand it creating that. There might be some guys that say, and that's why as a coach, I would think you put that, you sort of, maybe it's not the buck stops with you. But in the end, I would want to hear from my captains. I would want to hear from my football team on what they think.
Yeah.
And I'm sure to some degree, that probably happened here.
Yeah, I think that's...
Y'all want to push back? Y'all got a problem?
No, I don't.
I sense we might have a little problem in the building with anybody.
I think as you laid out, like obviously maybe you give the player that he stole from maybe like 2 minutes in a closet, and then
they're not doing that.
You know, then we move forward, right? You got to get your lick back because
I mean all that goes without saying.
I don't know if you've ever watched Pawn Stars, but you know you ain't getting much for the PS5. I mean, because it's like okay,
a lot of those dudes got in trouble. That old show from with the family,
really?
Or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know
if you've seen it. Yeah, a couple of those dudes.
I really enjoyed that show.
Remember what was the fat one's name?
I don't remember.
Okay, never mind.
I don't remember his name. I'm sorry. I don't.
But you were talking about the
bald dude.
That's the dad.
Oh,
but the fat one with the long hair. You know, he had a dumb guy name.
Chino or
exactly
something like that.
He got arrested for something. I want to say dad got in trouble too for something. Anyway. Pawn Stars.
Chum Lee.
It was a weird wrestling type name.
Yeah.
Let's not get too far off task.
But that's what happens, though, right? Like you know, you take an item that's valued at, you know, $399. You go to a pawn shop. Is it, you know, brand new? It's going to be $399. I give you $100.
Have you ever sold anything in a pawn shop?
No,
you've never had to.
No, but I watch a lot of like TikToks where people will take like like resale. They'll take like Nikes to like a Nike store, like a boutique, and then I just see how much they offer stuff. You know, because they have to turn around, and they have to make a profit on it.
Yes.
So
we hate meals. We can't have that easy concept to grasp.
So I'm just wondering what Taj Rael did with his NIL money, man. Like what? You needed $100, bro.
I have no problem with this. That's how bad it is on defense. We got to take a thief back, you know, and hopefully he's a thief that's been extended some grace here.
And hopefully he's a thief on the field.
Yes, and then goes and gets some picks, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a good characteristic to have.
Oh, y'all going to like him when he gets two picks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He should. He needs to do that. So that's the news from Ravens football, that there is an old friend coming back.
Wow. Man, Hitman continues to flex.
And then Hitman this morning reported... I told you both these were going to be from Hitman, bro. All right? I told you that. Now, you want to have him on the show? Tell him how great he is?
I mean, will he come on? I think people would listen.
I think he would, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
I think he would.
This dude is dropping bombs,
man. Now, let's have Hitman on.
On both sides.
He's mentioned it before. He's mentioned coming on before. But,
anytime.
But I, you know,
Brad
I really...
Brad wants to see what the area code is. Watch him. Watch him.
Hey, I'll say this.
You're going to try to want to find out who he is.
If you can agree not to do that,
maybe our man John can set stipulations.
It's not 901, that I'll tell you.
Oh.
That's not his area code.
Well, there's some sleuthing.
Just adds to the
mystery. It's no sleuthing. I just know him.
He doesn't live here.
Yeah.
He's reporting out of market.
Bro, that is true. That is true.
How about that? Even bossier.
Anyway, the other news. Memphis pursuing Arterio Morris, former five-star guard that was committed to Memphis, Texas. I believe he got kicked off of Kansas last year for what was a sexual assault charge.
Oh, okay. We're going after all the high-character dudes.
No, I'm just giving you the real, brother, okay? So Arterio Morris has been out of basketball since last season when he was kicked off the team. Now, I believe the charge was dropped. It was dropped. And so, you know, that should be
said. That matters.
Memphis is...
That's good.
currently pursuing him. And, you know, I think it's one of those deals where if they want him, they can get him. Now, he's a five-star guard. You know, he was, you know, committed to Memphis, and he's got some talent.
Man, how long ago was that?
That would have been like 2021, maybe.
Man.
I remember writing about it. Here's how long ago it was. I remember writing about it for The Athletic.
Whoa. Yeah.
That's how long ago when I was at The Athletic. So,
because his commitment was early, it felt like, I think, right? That's why we talked about it for a while there.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. So what do you think about that? I mean, a guy like obviously he comes with some, you know, a past, but talent is there. I mean, he was on Kansas roster last season.
Yeah.
And he played for Texas.
Listen, we can talk about the issue, the criminal issue that's been dropped, whatever else, but you can also put it in a box and say this has been dropped, and you know how college athletics do. No criminal charges. You're going to go after the guy.
Yep.
Especially if you've investigated the story yourself and you don't think there's anything else going on. There's not another shoe to drop. And so this is the business of college athletics. We get it before. Memphis, like I mentioned, you took Michael Dixon at one point. Remember Josh Pastner doing that? And he's talented. You need the depth, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I mean, look.
Probably a pretty smart move for since you got what? How many open is it? Is it three?
I think so.
Yeah.
I will say is that I don't like the fact that he was just kind of out of basketball. Like, I don't think he was like at a JUCO or anything like that. I would have liked that a little better if he was like playing actively.
Yeah.
But look.
I mean, it's what it would be, I guess, if I was arguing the other way, is a threat to the chemistry that you have stressed. You're trying to build, and you were trying to do it by bringing guys in early, right? But anybody you add at this point, you know, could theoretically, I don't want to say ruin it, but create waves in that, whatever else. And so if Arterio's going to come in here and be selfish and demand things, you know, this or that, and Tyrese is in there, you know, got a pretty good hold of it, okay, that could be an issue. But I would obviously weigh those things heavily and let him know, you know, we've got a plan right now. And we're hoping to work you in. There's still time to give him plenty of stuff. But, you know, I think you could also use that depth at point guard.
Yeah.
Couldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look, I think it's a great.
Although PJ, between PJ and Tyrese, you got ball handlers.
No, well, here's what I would say. It's a move for next year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a move for 2025-26.
If you trust him.
Yeah, like if that's how I would kind of look at a move like that because – you know, that's the one thing. Like, oh,
I mean, he's coming in immediately, right?
Oh, yeah, he'd be here.
Okay, I'll make sure I understood the story from the, yeah. Maybe that I missed.
Yeah, but what I would say, like, the most exciting thing about Arterio Morris is that he's a guy that would be behind.
I'm saying, you think a guy like that's going to wait?
Well, no, he'll be. Right.
You will have
play.
To incorporate him to some
saying,
degree
like,
this
can't
year.
He can be the guy, right?
Can be. Like, he's, not he's with what you've already said.
But he can contribute and he can kind of be in that role.
I agree 100%.
As long guard.
As my issue, I'm just arguing, so long as he understands that.
Well, he's probably going to get Baraka's minutes, right? I mean, Baraka's hurt, so.
We'll see. Yeah, you know. I guess you mentioned how he hurt, but the one thing we know Okoji brings, or I think that's how you pronounce his last name,
yeah.
is a defensive presence. And that's sort of why you brought him. And so, you know, whether Arterio brings that is, I don't know as well. I know Okoji's got their reputation.
Yes, he does. But what...
That's what could keep him in the fold, I feel like.
What I like the most about it is, like, we talk about Penny having to flip the roster every single year,
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And maybe
I mean, how many would he have?
He'd have more. I mean, you know...
How many schools?
Oh, you're saying...
How many schools he been to?
He's
you
been
mentioned
to, he's
it
been
earlier. Two. Kansas and what else?
He was at Texas first.
Yeah, and so we're talking 2 years?
Yeah. So, you know, you have him for 2 years, and you could say, all right, well, 2025, I think PJ could come back, right?
I hope you have PJ multiple years.
Yeah, Arterio could
come
back.
That's why we talked about it.
There's a couple other guys I think that have additional years of eligibility. So it's a year potentially where if you actually do what you have to do this year, like 2025 could be a great season because you have some continuity. That's what I like about – that's what Arterio Morris represents to me. Is whatever. For this year, he's a break glass case of mercy type of dude. You play him a little bit. Obviously, he's been in the Big 12, so he's a quality basketball player. I love that. I'm not really guessing. It's not a mystery to me. And I'll say this on the sexual assault piece. You know, he was cleared. I mean, he was cleared of it. You know, Terrence Shannon Jr. just went through a whole thing, you know, with Illinois where he was accused.
Right.
Right? And he was ultimately acquitted. It happens. You know, and if you are cleared of it, then you're cleared of it. It's not our place to judge. It's the United States, you know, justice system. And the United States Justice System said that he is cleared. So that's what I'm going off of, and that's the only thing that should be relevant in this situation.
I don't think anything else needs to be said.
Yeah. So I'm in. I like Archer. I remember talking to his AAU coach when he committed to Memphis way back when.
Yeah.
I mean, there were really high hopes for him. And now, you know, you come back. He didn't grow up here. He's born here. He ended up leaving for Dallas. But, you know, there's just something about being back at a place where you're from, you know, where you're born, where maybe you get that comfort and you find that comfort. I'm sure he's got people here, you know. So I think it could work. I think it could be a good thing for everybody involved. And, you know, maybe that even if it's not for this year,
mm-hmm.
more so for 2025. I mean, this is the perfect Penny project, right? Like, get a guy that trusts you, be patient with him, and then let him know that you might just have the keys in a season from now if you stay on the, you know, straight and narrow here.
I mean, he replaces Tyrese.
Yeah.
He's got 1 year.
Yeah, exactly. He and P.J. Haggerty is a
Memphis said he's got 1 year. I think initially folks thought that Tyrese might even have two, but Memphis announced that Tyrese got one, so that's what you do. You could see him as the replacement of Tyrese. You put him next to P.J. next year, and P.J.'s in a similar position, something he's used to coming off this season.
Yeah.
So, I can see it. Hopefully it sets up that way.
Yeah. So anyway, that is the latest on Memphis sports. We'll come back. Drew Hill going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies and more. Stick around. Jason and John, I'm trying to fam ESPN.
Talk a lot about FanDuel. That's because they're America's number one sports book, and they've got great offers like this one up until September 22nd. So you still got, what, about 3.5 weeks to take advantage. All FanDuel customers, not just new ones, can bet $5 and get a 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Again, just bet $5 and get a 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket. Then, with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account, a current form of payment, and you can cancel any time. Just visit FanDuel.com/JSmith. To download America's number one sportsbook, that's FanDuel.com/JSMITH. It's only on FanDuel Sportsbook, official partner of 92.9 FM ESPN. You have to be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Full price of NFL Sunday Ticket will be automatically charged seasonally after free trial. No refunds. Terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Drew Hill covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. Joins us every single Thursday here on the show and joins us now. Drew, what's up, brother? We got you, brother. Drew, you there? Yeah, he told us.
So Drew said, here's the update. He said he's coming up on a little town and should have a little more better access, but he's driving through the hills of Alabama.
Yeah, we'll try him a little later. We'll see how the segment goes if we need to get back to him. But we might just need to give him the day off. I mean, you've been riding him pretty hard, you know, for the last few
weeks. He's driving through the hills of Alabama? You didn't tell me. We were trying to bother him
He just clipped it right
now. Is he on assignment, or is he? Maybe that's too much.
No, he had some personal stuff going on.
Okay, yeah,
exactly.
So, you know what? Let's, Brad, if you want to text Drew and just let him know that we're going to give him
a putt.
We're going to give him the day off.
Yeah, we got a lot of news.
He deserves it, right? Yeah. He deserves it. Jason wanted 15 more minutes. He wanted to talk more about Hitman.
I love to talk Hitman.
No, but I believe is a fun exercise for the Daily Memphis. And last night, I went through every Memphis football game, okay? And I said best, and I determined best case, worst case.
Well, there's a lot of that going around lately.
I'll be honest. I was inspired. I was inspired by Jeffrey and company.
He did it?
He did it for teams.
Okay.
Right? Like best case for teams, worst case for teams. I said, well, why don't I just do this for the damn whole schedule? Why don't I just, I mean, really? Focus in on each game and go through best case, worst case. And I'm curious, do you agree with me on my best case and worst case? So are you ready?
I bet. I don't want to hear nothing but best case because that's the way this needs to go.
North Alabama this weekend, best case. Memphis wins by 63 in front of a near-capacity crowd in a reduced-seating Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. Seth Hennigan throws for 5 touchdowns. Rock Taylor catches a pair, and the defense sprinkles in a defensive touchdown of their own. In the first game of the most anticipated season in Memphis history, the Tigers show everyone in Memphis that they are worth the hype.
Well, I'd slow down on worth the hype because it's FCS.
It's 60. They won by 63.
However, I liked everything else, including the defensive touchdown.
Yes.
We're coming out of the dark. We're coming out of the dark.
Got one for you there. All right, let's do worst case. Tigers offense gets off to a slower start.
No way.
It rains during the game, leading people to leave early or not show up at all. And the defense gives up more big plays than the Memphis coaching staff will be comfortable with.
This is awful.
The Tigers win by a final of 42-17.
That's the worst case.
That's worst. I mean,
it's awful. That's awful.
That's worst case, though.
But I feel like that's you. That's the way you sort of look at life.
There's best case and there's worst case. I'm giving you each of two, all right?
Okay. What, I'm supposed to agree that that's the worst case?
Well, what do you think is the worst case?
I suppose something along those lines. Like, there's no way this game is close, so that's probably the basement.
Troy.
Seth gets hurt.
Troy. Yeah, well, that's true.
That's the worst case.
That is definitely true.
Brad brought it up last Friday when you were gone, and it hadn't even, like, occurred to me. But we just talked about what could rock everything.
Yes.
It could. But I didn't include injuries in these.
Of course you know what I'm saying?
But it would be worst case.
Troy, September 7th, best case. Memphis catches a Troy team that is reeling from all their departures from a season ago.
Rebuilding.
First-time head coach and first-time solo offensive coordinator, brand-new quarterback. It just doesn't click quite the way it did a year ago when the Trojans won 11 games. Troy is also caught looking ahead to the week after against top 25-ranked Iowa, and the Tigers jump on the Trojans early and often on the way to a 3-touchdown win.
Yep, Isaac Bruce will be there.
Yeah, Isaac Bruce will be there.
Honoring him and the 93 team, so that's a good best case.
Worst case.
Place will be full.
Tigers, instead, are the ones caught looking ahead with a ranked road matchup against Florida State looming.
Mm.
The Trojans, picked second in the Sun Belt, proved to be pluckier than everybody expected and take Memphis right down to the wire before Kay Costa walks it off with a game-winning field goal. So I've still got Memphis winning by a field goal, but that is worst case.
Yeah, not losing that game.
Yeah, some of these I did ascribe L's to, I do want to say, in worst case. But, I don't think worst case scenario is still an L to Troy. At Florida State, best case, Memphis wins as a double-digit underdog behind the arm of Hennigan and the relentless Tigers offense. Defense does just enough to keep DJ Uiagalelei bottled up. It's the Tigers' first win on the road against a ranked team since 1993, when the Tigers beat number 23-ranked Mississippi State in Starkville to kick off their season.
Wow.
It's been that long since 93. I went back and looked every single season.
And that's the team they're honoring at the Troy game.
That's right.
That's crazy.
That's right.
That's the game he talked about going down to Starkville?
Yeah.
That's the last time they won against a ranked team on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. None of those Norville Fuente teams went anywhere.
Nope.
They wouldn't have played anymore.
I mean, there have been like some heartbreakers. There have been some like 1-point losses to Houston, You know, like double overtime against UCF.
Would Missouri have even counted last year? Although you didn't. I mean, you played them close. You weren't close to winning.
I would have counted
that. But it was
neutral. It was technically neutral, but I would have honestly counted that. But no.
1993.
It's been 30 years. 31 years.
Wow.
Worst case, the Florida State offense leans on its running game to push the Tigers around defensively. Same issues that plagued the Tigers a year ago come out to play once again.
Yeah.
Lawrence Toafili has 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. Uiagalelei doesn't have to do much at all, and the Tigers can't get it done in Tallahassee, losing 41-20.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, is them controlling that game with a run game. And maybe it's not such a lopsided score like they ran you off the field with explosive plays, because that might very well not be what they are.
Right.
What they've got is a run game. And you saw it early on against Georgia Tech. Credit Georgia Tech making some adjustments. I wonder whether the Tigers will show that, like Georgia Tech, they can tackle. Right, that was, we talked about Georgia Tech, new defensive coordinator, because they were just about as bad defensively as you last season.
Yep.
You need to have a similar sort of improvement and be able to tackle, wrap up. That'll be the key against them.
Exactly.
Because I would say, I mean, if you're coming off that first performance, if I'm Mike Norvell, I'm doubling down on my run game. I'm keeping things simpler for DJ, because you're just not going to be as high octane as you were last season.
That's
that
looked
right. like to me. I know it's one game, but
yeah.
They'll make adjustments, but I think there should be a power offense.
Yeah.
Better tackle.
At Navy, September 21st. Best case. Are you enjoying this, by the way?
I'm enjoying the best case ones.
Right.
I really just want to hear that.
Yeah. This isn't best case. This isn't the Navy of old that once upon a time struck fear in Tiger fans' hearts. Memphis enters the game knowing how close Navy kept it a year ago in Memphis, and therefore has his head on a swivel in Annapolis. Navy, which comes into the season 111 in Sagarin ratings, looks the part of the 111th best team in America and can't slow down the Tigers' offense. Memphis wins 31-10.
Yeah.
Worst case.
Again, you were good on the road last year, but previously on the Silverfield, you have been bad on the road.
Undefeated, so right? Yeah.
Hopefully what happened last year continues, but that was outside the norm last year.
Yes, it was.
Hopefully it continues.
Worst case. Well, remember how close it was a year ago? Navy was driving down 4 with under a minute left. On 4th and 6 in the red zone, the Navy receiver was stopped with less than a yard to spare. Navy exploits a Memphis defense that isn't much different than a season ago, and after an emotional week against former coach Mike Norvell, the Tigers drop a costly one in conference on the road. This essentially ends their hopes of making the college football playoff.
Yeah. But there's no way they're losing that one. If they're going to lose a road game, it's going to be UTSA, South Florida, Tulane, one of those. And surely not.
Yeah.
To this level of
yeah.
Navy team.
I had that one as a possible L because it is road.
Well,
right?
I'm just saying, historically, they've played you close. We can't throw out history, but and it's up there. But come on, this is a level down. You're right. It would be out the window.
Yeah.
Not losing.
All right. Middle Tennessee State, September 28th. Best case. Tigers are back home after a long road trip and take out that frustration on the Blue Raiders. With the first-year coach in, Derek Mason. I don't know if you knew that. I did not know that until I was doing some research here. MTSU isn't quite ready yet to compete with a well-oiled machine like Memphis on the road.
Yeah.
And the Tigers send the Blue Raiders back to Murfreesboro with a shellacking to the tune of 49-13.
Yes, an easy one. You're trying to impress the committee at this point.
Worst case.
That's a 3-1.
A defensive-minded coach, Mason has his team ready to play on the defensive side of the ball, and the Tigers struggle more than they expected offensively. Hennigan throws a drive-kill interception at some point, and the Blue Raiders hang around longer than they should. Still, Memphis puts it away late in the fourth quarter with a touchdown drive and avoids home disaster against the in-state foe.
Yeah.
So I didn't have that as an L.
No, it's going to move you to 4-1.
At South Florida, best case. Memphis gets a week off for this game, and it couldn't have come at a better time. Mm-hmm. Road games against Florida State and Navy were physical, and the Tigers needed the spell. It pays off against South Florida, one of the better teams in the league, when the defense contains South Florida quarterback Byron Brown much better than it did a season ago. The Bulls can't go score for score with the Tigers, and Memphis gets out of Tampa with an impressive 41-31 win.
Yeah, this is to me sort of where you have to be better defensively, like you mentioned. You know, last year you're getting taxed.
Yep.
And so, you know, especially this quarterback. And so this is where I want to see the improvement there. You know Memphis is going to score enough points in this game.
Yep.
Can you stop them in a way that, you know, shows the rest of this conference that you're the team that was picked preseason number one? You know, and with you know, it's pretty much a landslide in terms of first place votes for the most part. So
yep.
I think this is where I want to see that Memphis defense, you know.
Yep.
Showing a team like that, making a statement, I'll put it that way.
Right. You know?
I'd like to see that here.
Worst case,
you lose that damn thing.
Even with the week off, Tigers don't have an answer for Brown, who had over 350 yards passing, five touchdowns a season ago in Memphis.
He killed them.
The Tigers suffer a costly turnover, and that proves to be the difference in Tampa as the Bulls send Memphis back home with a conference.
Right, this is where, as a defense, you want. And I know there's some newcomers, but there's Chandler Martins and them. This is where you say that what happened last year is not happening this year, and you want to step up and make statements. So I'm going. You win this one, 5-1, but. You know, I'm not taking these three road games, particularly in the conference, lightly.
North Texas, October 19th. Best case.
It's actually my birthday.
Is this your birthday?
Yeah.
October 19th?
It is.
Well, I should have put that in there.
48. Jason turns 48. Tigers get a win.
It's a new quarterback for the Mean Green in Chandler Morris, and he's not nearly as good as last year's quarterback named Chandler. Morris proves to be a big downgrade from Rodgers, and the TCU transfer shows why he had to drop down a level from TCU a season ago. Tigers get it done at home in a much less dramatic fashion than they did in Denton a season ago.
I like it.
Worst case, Memphis football has lost combined 7 games at home since 2017, and it's not been teams like North Texas that knocked the Tigers off. The Mean Green keep it within striking distance for most of the game, but the 105-ranked team in Sagan ratings runs out of steam late, and Memphis survives.
That's going to make a 6-1.
Yes.
And they're talking about you up on game day and everything else when they have to do the group of five segments.
Best case.
Keep it rolling.
Charlotte, October 26th.
This is homecoming, by the way.
Yeah, best case. Did you happen to see the news this week? Charlotte couldn't even get out of fall camp without losing 50% of their starters, according to their coach. And Charlotte's already one of the worst teams in college football, 126th at Sagarin. Memphis destroys the 49ers as a 3-touchdown favorite, and the game is never in doubt as the road to the AAC championship game and potentially playoff spot rolls on.
Mm-hmm.
Worst case. By definition, anybody can lose to anybody, but we have to be realistic about both rosters. Biff Poggi is wasting his time in Charlotte, and this won't be a competitive product he puts on the field. But we're doing the exercise, so fine. Worst case, Charlotte keeps within 2 touchdowns and isn't totally embarrassed.
7-1.
Seven and one. You're going all best case. I like it. At UTSA, November 2nd.
Come on. This is what we expect at this point against these teams.
I agree with that.
No?
I agree 100%.
All right, just as long as we're sticking to that, too.
At UTSA, November 2nd. Here's the truth
about trouble.
Yeah, this is where it's about to get fiery.
Because we know what the ESPN computers say. Let's hear it. Yeah.
And we heard Traylor say that Memphis has the huge advantage. Like, he's gassed Memphis on their NIL.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah,
he does. It's a good setup straw man for him to do that.
He said, we're getting blapped by Memphis and USF. Best case, here's the truth about UTSA. Even though one very specific metric likes them to come out of the AAC, every other one favors Memphis. Odds maker, Sagarin ratings, SP+, it all points to the Tigers. They'll be favored in this game, and rightfully so. UTSA lost its starting quarterback, Frank Harris, and their best wide receiver in Josh Cephas. Harris's replacement, which they're still trying to figure out, by the way, won't be nearly as dynamic. Memphis goes into San Antonio and exacts revenge for the loss in Memphis 2 years ago, cementing their place at the AAC championship game.
Yeah, I was just about to add that. Great add there. You got the perfect line, because that's the one to me that's, that's what you're, if you're Ryan Silverfield going in that game the way we think they'll be at 7-1, that's what you're telling your team. We can't lose this game and still, we'll have our backs against the wall, I put it that way. You can obviously still make it, but remember, because Tulane and UTSA don't play each other, theoretically, they could both go undefeated, leave you high and dry out.
Exactly.
Okay, and so from that standpoint, this is as important as it gets. Again, you have the computers picking UTSA. There's a little bulletin board material for your guys. I highly doubt, John, if they're 7-1, are they going to be, unlike what the ESPN computers say, are they going to be underdogs at UTSA on November 2nd?
Memphis?
If they are 7-1.
No. Like
they'll be favored. So you really won't be able to play the underdog role.
No.
Because by then the books will say you should be the favorite.
2024 Sagarin ratings are out. So let's.
Yeah,
so,
you mentioned in every other metric, it likes Memphis.
So let's go. So Sagarin is where when you see these numbers come out, this is how they start.
Yeah, I got SP plus, you got Sagarin.
All right, so Memphis has a Sagarin rating of 75. UTSA is second in the conference with a Sagarin rating of 71. Let's give them 2.5 for home field, because that's what it is in 2024. Memphis will be a 2-point favorite, 1.5 to 2-point favorite over UTSA. Especially if they're 7-1, that number might actually be higher. But today they'd be a two-point favorite, 1.5, 2-point favorite over UTSA today. 7-1. I mean, we have to know what UTSA did. Are we sort of assuming the same for them?
I'm assuming they got mollywopped against Texas.
Yeah. So it'd be
but
like,
that's probably one every other game because that's what the FPI says that they're going to win every other game.
So I think it's probably 1.5. It could be a pick, you know, but that's what we were arguing about all summer, and it's just probably going to be around that.
We argued one day about that, but go right ahead.
Worst case. Well, it is a road game.
Yeah, worst case, L, bro.
And those are hard to win.
I know what the worst case is on this one.
Memphis will be favored, but the number will be short. Roadrunners with their best crowd of the season on hand pull off the home upset over Memphis in an extremely close game throughout and pour some extremely cold water on the Tigers' promising season.
Yeah, I mean, if you go 7-2 right there, and we already said you're 7-1, you're pretty much done. We've said, I mean, two losses is the line that we think, and Brett McMurphy agreed with us on that. If you've got a Liberty team that's undefeated, but you got a couple of two-loss Boise States and Memphis teams, I could still see the committee picking those two-loss teams because you could argue what they've done still more impressive than what Liberty's done. But I think that's the limit. And so that's you're exactly right. You lose that game, it's just about over because then you got to run the table.
Yes. Obviously, Rice, we know, you know, you're not losing. UAB.
Who's coaching them, Josh?
Yes.
I'm kidding.
Basically. UAB. The UAB might be better, but truthfully...
Well, it's senior day.
Yeah, it's still... they're not winning this game. And then Tulane. It's a new coach, new quarterback, new everything for them. Maybe John Shrumrock turned out to be a great coach. More likely, it's a significant drop-off from Willie Fritz, who was one of the best coaches in the entire country in his time at Tulane. QB position has been sketchy for Tulane, which is going to be rolling out a redshirt freshman. Memphis takes advantage of that shakiness and returns a favor from their home loss to the Green Wave a year ago and moves on to the AAC title game. So there you go. And then the worst case is, absolute worst case, Memphis needs to win the game to make the AAC title game. I don't know what machinations that would have to sort of take, but if they had to win it to do it, and they can't do it. Most anticipated season in Memphis football history ends with a road loss to Tulane that keeps them from playing for the conference title and furthermore a playoff appearance. Hey, we said worst case.
I'm trying to, because Tulane does not play UTSA. If they are sitting there undefeated at that point, right, and because again, they haven't played UTSA, and I'm talking in conference.
Right.
If Tulane's sitting there undefeated, yeah, you'll have to beat them to get in.
Yep.
To hand them the loss, which you would have one of, right, if we've said you lost to UTSA, and that gets you in off the tiebreaker, right, head to head. So, I mean, it could very well be that.
Yep.
You know, especially if you've lost to UTSA, you're obviously going to have to win that one to get in the AAC championship game.
Yep. So, look, I mean, I think, absolute worst case, bottom falls out, you're still probably 8-4. I mean, like, that's kind of the gist here.
Well, I mean, I just think it underlines, and it's unfortunate to say. I know they don't want to hear it over there, but that 9-3 would be disappointing. You know, even coming out sounds weird, but that's where you are right now with this Memphis team because we think, again, 9-3 is going to put you in a position where you're either out of the AAC title game or you've lost it. And either one, I mean, right? I mean, that's not something you want to discuss, hopefully.
Yep.
I mean, the bottom line is you have to win the conference title. It's as simple as that.
No doubt about it.
With this team, with Seth Hennigan.
Yep.
While he's here and has this career here, you have to get this done.
Yes. So anyway,
I think they'd win that UTSA game.
There you go.
So what say you?
I feel good about it. I mean, I think the quarterback questions are the big thing for me with UTSA. I'm not super high on anybody they have, so I would definitely lean Memphis in that one. But I mean, again, it's not that simple, right? Like their running back is back, so it will be a war,
right?
You know. But I do like Memphis in the game. We'll see how it all plays out. But hey, we won't have to be imagining things anymore in 2 days. It'll be real. So
kinda. You might have to imagine it against them.
That's true.
An FBS team.
That's true. But
hopefully we. What was your final on best case?
60. They won by 63. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. All right. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Anthony Sang going to join us in the third hour. Talk to him about the Grizzlies at roster spot. Lots more to come. Stick around. Jason and John, I turn to him, ESPN.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.